Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Talking BizTech. I'm your host, Akif, and today we are going to explore the different perspective of mindset. But before we do that, I just want to thank CSTB Travel, which is an online travel agency. It is an agency that will help you serve all your travel needs. It's a one-stop shop for all your travel needs. And the link is down in the description box if you want to check that out. And if you want to look for cheaper flights or book hotels, then this website will be useful for you. So now back to the topic. What is a mindset? So mindset is an established set of attitude of a person or group concerning culture, values, philosophy, frame of mind, outlook, and disposition. It may also arise from a person's worldview or beliefs about the meaning of life. In cognitive psychology, the mindset is the cognitive process activated in a task. A person can have multiple mindset, and the two most common are growth mindset and fixed mindset. So there are many types of mindset that includes victim mindset, protector's mindset, follower's mindset, poverty and wealth mindset. There's abundance mindset, winning or losing mindset. The mindset is a long-term outlook, while perspective is a short-term view of a particular situation. So we are going to explore more about the mindset with my guest for today's episode. Her name is Sarah Kuz. She is a holistic practitioner, and she also does mindset practices, and also she's an entrepreneur. So let me just go ahead and bring her on Talking BizTech. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Saqib. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm good.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Sarah. So basically, I do want to explore the mindset, the perspective of mindset with you. But before we do that, let's get to know you a little better. Tell me about yourself and your educational background.
So my educational background is that I have a degree in math and French, which kind of has nothing to do with what I do now. But I really love math and I really love French. So I just decided to explore those topics.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's great. And how did you get into the entrepreneurship journey?
I've kind of always had the bug. You just mentioned network marketing. I'd been involved with probably three or four different companies. And that was a long time ago. And this version of my journey was actually started because of just a chain of universal events. I was recruited from one job into a very different industry and very quickly got involved and actually very quickly got laid off. And then there was just a chain of events where, had that not happened, I wouldn't have got my next job, which introduced me to all of these modalities. So, and then once learning about all these modalities, it was like, okay, well, the universe is like, you need to go and do them. So I'm like, okay, so here we are.
Tell me more about that job that actually changed your mindset. What did you learn from that job?
So the job that introduced me to all these modalities, I was working as an office assistant for a naturopath.
Oh, wow.
And there was one, so like I knew about naturopathy, but I didn't really know some of the stuff that he was doing or like the machines he was using. So at one point I did start to learn about one of the machines and I started to learn how to use it. And at one point I was like, you know, like, his time is so full. Maybe if I start to understand this program, I can help him in some sort of process to streamline his business. Yeah. So I signed up for the course and it was super interesting and I loved it. And actually at that course, I learned about my second modality. So the first course would have been, it's a couple big words, it's psychosomatic energetics.
Wow.
So it's about how the mind and body are connected and how diseases form energetically and et cetera. So I was learning about the machine that's used in the testing. And then in that course, I think there was like 20 people. And I felt like I was the only person who didn't know what human design was when it was brought up. Everybody else seemed to raise their hand and say, hey, like, yeah, this is super awesome. And I'm like, what is this? So about a month later, I looked that up and went down that rabbit hole. But when I started learning about this stuff, I actually then had an opportunity to buy a machine to do the work myself.
Oh.
And like the universe started closing doors behind me and I'm like, oh my God, like this is happening. Like my business is starting and I just need to jump on this train because if I don't, then I'm going to have nothing to do. So it was an interesting process.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, it definitely is interesting. Something, I'm glad that it helped you get into that entrepreneurship journey. And also it helped you with your mindset. I would call it mindset reset. Which is very interesting to me, the reset of our mindset, because sometimes if you want something to change, you got to change yourself. Tell me about the different perspective of our mindset and what is the role of our mind?
So I have a very different perspective of mind. We've had a conversation about this. And I was actually pondering the word itself, so mindset. So I thought it was really interesting you picked this as a topic. Because if we break it up, the idea of mindset, you have two words. You have mind and you have set. So if you have a set mind, you have a fixed mind. And I was like, oh, that's a really interesting thought because my perspective of mind is that it's flexible. It needs to be open. It needs to be receptive. And there's a lot of things to take in. And if we're trying to focus on the mindset that we have, we're saying this is how I need to be, or this is how I need to think, or whatever, the need to be something. And there's a fixedness. So for me, I've really allowed myself to actually let go of mind as much as I can, because mind in the world right now is something that seems to be the controlling mechanism. Mm-hmm. So we think something in our mind and then we try to put it out into the world and it either works or it doesn't. And true. For me, in my journey, like none of it was chosen. Like I didn't really get to choose what was presented to me. I felt what was opening and what was closing. And I had a lot of frustration with that in that experience because I wasn't the one in control. I liked being the one in control. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, well, I shouldn't say it was fun actually, but I thought I was the one in control. And the more I've let go of my mind being the one in control and watching what life brings to me, it's allowed me to keep a flexible mind. So perhaps a flexible mindset is a bit contradictory in this context, but at the same time, keeping my mind flexible allows me to see what's actually in front of me. And it allows me to approach it from a space of, I'm going to say, both innocence and unknowing and curiosity. So I can be like, this is new, or this is something unexpected. How can I move through this? Or what is here? Why is this here? And what do I need to see? So I kind of took that on a route you probably weren't expecting. But the role of the mind to me is the witness. So what does it need to observe? What does it need to measure? What is happening? What needs to be gathered? There's a very different role. It's not the thing that's in control.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. It's something that, you know, like it might work, it might not work. So it depends. And how can individual shift their mindset from being a fixed to a growth mindset? And what challenges do they face during this transition?
Oh, the challenges. Okay. So a lot of patience and a lot of experimentation is my offering here. So first, I do suggest to check out your human design. So in your human design, there is an inner guidance system that exists within each of us. And that inner guidance is never actually the mind. So some people have mind aspects, but it's never actually the thoughts you have that you need to put out into the world. It's how are you responding to the world in order to either put something out there or be or whatever. Now, what has happened in my journey is at first, this is where the fun part was. At first, it was fun to let go of my mind. And it was fun to be like, oh, I'm responding to this or I'm responding to that. And then it got real. The real life things started showing up. And the challenges and the people and the experiences that were actually really important for me to have, the interactions that were really important for me to have, started showing up. And my mind wanted to do certain things. And my body was like, nope, that's not happening. And I'm like, oh my God, like, how do I deal with this? But to be honest, in each of those moments where there was frustration and confusion and like, how is this going to turn out? And even sometimes terror, like just like, oh, I'm not in control. I don't know what's going to happen. Just breathing through it and letting it be and reminding myself like, it's okay. You have everything you need to move through this situation. What is it you need to gain? Like, what do you need to witness? And just reminding myself to be like in that moment kept me going because it really got real. Like there were friends, partners, like challenges, like just tons of stuff that came up along the way.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, no, that's a great answer. Yeah, thank you so much. There's a lot to learn from that. How can leaders encourage a culture of growth mindset within their team or organization?
Well, personally, as somebody who through design is meant to be a role model, for me, I see it as role modeling. But at the same time, like everybody's going to have a different take on how they need to behave in order to foster this growth mindset. And as a leader, to encourage employee participation, mm-hmm. To find the trust that you put in those employees in the beginning, to find that again and be like, okay, I trust you to do the job that I hired you to do. And also in conversation or in meetings, like not always taking, even though I'm speaking of role modeling and leadership, not always taking the lead seat. So having like an open conversation where everybody else maybe gets to participate first, mm-hmm. on a topic that is, you know, there's a problem or an issue or something to be discussed at hand. And everyone in that room is going to have a different perspective. Sure. And if the leader speaks first, then everybody's perspective is going to shift because input from the leader who is leading the group is already there. So just as a leader, being open to the wonder, being open to the confusion and the mystery and the doubt of the experience in order to trust that your team is going to pull you through. And I'm asking a big thing, and I know that. But at the same time, if you're surrounding yourself with the right people, you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
Now, if you are not surrounding yourself with the right people, then it's about shifting the people who are in that environment in order to foster something like that. So that would be kind of my take on how to shift into a growth mindset, but not to just because the label of leader is there doesn't always mean you need to be in the leadership seat.
Oh wow. The leadership skills is very important whether our mind, obviously, if we have that follower mindset, and In my case, because I am working at a job and I have to listen to the leaders, whatever my manager says, it has to be done. So the mindset does shift. Sarah, tell me about your business and how do you, and you are also organizing events, right? About the mindset practice. So if if you want to expand on that.
Of course. So I am a holistic practitioner, as mentioned. I also have a couple other things that I do. I tutor math, I paint, both either artistically or rooms or like houses. But my business itself, I have three modalities. So I've mentioned two. I've mentioned the psychosomatic energetics. And psychosomatic energetics is a place to start. It does require a bit of a leap of faith, but at the same time, if there's some physical issues going on or just some chronic, like whether it's chronic pain, physical pain, chronic, say gut issues or skin issues, or just something that you've worked on that you haven't, you've had difficulty resolving, and you can't get to the root of it, this is the thing for you. So I do a test in order to identify both emotionally rooted things and to see whether organs in the body are energetically in balance or not. So there's 35 different organs that I can test for. And in that process, I can put together a group of remedies that I'll recommend in order to move forward from the place where you're at. So the second modality that I use is called human design. So this is a snapshot of you as a human being, the energy that you bring to this world, and also where does that inner guidance come from? So like I said, not the mind is not the leader. The mind is not the driver. And there is, if you're feeling a sense of frustration or bitterness or anger or disappointment or all of the above, this can help offer some clarity to move forward, to move past these feelings, or to keep moving through them as they show up. So I help identify that inner guidance for you and how to kind of philosophically manage what's going on in your life. So it's a bit of a coaching process as well. And then the third modality that I use is called Compassion Key. And this modality is about speaking compassion to the inner child within us. So it's a guided process, but most of the work and the words being spoken are by the client. And I'm just here to get to a state of resolution or clarity in the process to help relieve. It's similar to the first one, but it's more emotional, spiritual, mental. So to help release the blocks that exist there. Because we don't realize how they're rooted in our childhood until we actually look at them in this way. Because there was a lot of stuff that came up for me and even learning about this process where I was like, holy crap, I never would have put the reason that this exists from this. And in speaking compassion to the inner child that, that experienced this, I was able to let go of limiting beliefs, limiting behaviors, etc. And it's shifted my entire relationship with the people around me. And it's, I mean, all of this has. So depending on what kind of work you're looking for, what kind of healing you're looking for, I have work that can apply to all different levels.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing the modalities.
You're welcome. I forgot about the event.
Go on. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I like to talk a lot about this stuff, so I got excited. So the events that I'm starting to put on, I want to start a regular conversation or circle where we can just talk about life or the challenges that are coming up and be able to witness them in a compassionate way. So holding space for the difficulties that are there. And then whether or not the person is open to it, it doesn't need to be discussed or coached through or whatever. But if somebody is open to it and wants some sort of input, whether from myself or even the group, whatever is inspired in the moment, I'd like to hold the space for that. Because sometimes, like, I see a lot of coaching programs and I see a lot of, Yeah, I'll just say coaching programs. A lot of self-help stuff is happening, or maybe I'm seeing it because it's my world. But I want to hold a space where people don't feel like they need to go to a coach.
Yeah.
They can sometimes just sit in a healing space and witness a conversation and gain the wisdom from the interaction itself. So it doesn't always need to be direct one-on-one. I'd like to do it as a group.
Smart. And I will definitely share your Eventbrite link in the description below as well. Yeah, you're very welcome, man. Actually, I wanted to ask you a very quick question. What is the name of your business?
My business is called The Conscious Passenger. Yeah, so I believe I have a Facebook page. I have a website that I'm updating. I can give you the previous one that I have as well if you want to share that.
Oh, yes.
But I am rejigging that to also include. So the space where the event will be held is called The Conscious Cove. That's also on Facebook. And it's a space that myself and two other practitioners share. It's in downtown Kitchener. I'm also looking to do an online group setting, but I haven't sorted that out yet. I just started the local one. So at some point I'll get there.
Oh, no, definitely. I'll definitely share your info in the description box as well after this podcast. And I have one last question for you. Basically, I want to know what are some of the misconceptions people have about mindset and how can we address them?
I would say that one of the misconceptions is that in simply changing our mind, we can change our experience. So yes, but the mind itself in saying this is how I need to think or this is how I need to see the world, like I said before, it fixes. It provides a color that isn't necessarily how we need to see the world, and it can actually limit what we are seeing.
Yeah.
So when in all of the frustrations, anger, bitterness, disappointment that exists, if we just give ourselves a moment to breathe and breathe into the scenario and look at what's happening around us, we might actually get more information. Like no judgment, no this or that, pointing fingers. It's like, what is actually happening? And don't get me wrong, it takes some time to actually be able to do this because everything feels so personal. And when we take everything personally, then we become reactive. But if we actually look at it as just life happening for us, for the benefit of us, which also isn't always an easy perspective based on how difficult some things can be.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't take that lightly in what I say. When we're able to look at life for what it is,
yeah,
we might actually find a different way through. We might actually find something beneficial about this difficult moment. I'll just to finish this off on a really sweet note, I was watching a reel the other day, and the way the person reframed the perspective on their experience was how a lot of things we have to do in life, they feel like a drag. And I totally get that. And I was feeling it too. And I was like, okay, like I totally needed to hear this. And they simply changed one word. Instead of saying, I got to do this, they were saying, I get to do this.
Wow.
So if there's a problem in front of you that seems insurpassable, why does that problem exist? Why do you get to experience this problem? Well, maybe, for example, like I had a pile of dishes yesterday. I mean, it's a very basic example. I don't want to go into too complicated of an example, but I had a pile of dishes. And I was like, oh, I hate doing dishes. I don't want to do these. And then I was like, okay, well, why do I get to do these dishes? Well, I get to do these dishes because I was able to make myself juice and I was able to make myself a really beautiful meal.
Yeah.
And I was able to do something for myself that allowed me to move forward, but it also created a pile of work. But at the same time, it made me doing the dishes a bit more joyful as opposed to like, oh no, I don't want to do these.
No, thank you so much for sharing that insight, your stories, and some of the valuable advice that you also gave. And thank you for your time. I would like to have you on Talking BizTech again. So I'm just going to turn off your screen, but you can stay there and we'll just...
Let me say thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for your time and Sarah, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thank you again.
So folks, thank you so much for tuning in to Talking BizTech. Do not forget to subscribe and like, and also the CSTV travel link is down in the description box. So if you want to arrange your travel, if you are looking for cheaper flights or booking hotel, airport services, it also has an e-commerce store, as well as it has an eSIM card if you have to reduce your roaming bills if you go outside of the country, and if your mobile company charges you larger bills, then the eSIM card will help you in that case. It also has the CFTB travel website also has a info about the travel insurance, so that can be helpful too. So thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Bye.